Let's start with how long you were in Libya for, and why you were there, and where you were over the last 11 years, just in general.
Yes. Yes, I stayed in Libya. I came in Libya with an objective that was to settle as a then I settled in Libya like everybody
yes.
Who came to search for his life, and I work in teaching. I was a teacher in two institutions here where
yes.
I taught international languages, and besides I was doing my associative activities. And it's from there that I created a Pan-African movement, which is my real activity for this time and for the years I've been spending in Libya.
Yes.
And brought me to know more people, to be in contact with Libyan authorities and with African diplomats, because my African activity enabled me to meet with high-range personalities who were on visit in Libya.
Yes.
And
so,
yes.
Where were you primarily situated?
In Tripoli.
Yes.
Yes, and it's in Tripoli that I have stayed for all this time.
Yes.
Yes, and of course, I visited other countries, other cities, and but that was only for passion, for personal interest, to discover the country, which is
uh-huh.
No, because it's a real touristic country with archaic buildings, and which. Lasted since the Roman antiquity.
Yes.
Then I tried to visit Libya to know more about Libya. I can guess today that I know more Libya than my country.
Ah. What is your country?
Cameroon.
I'm sorry?
Cameroon.
Ah. And were you able to travel around Libya since the... you know, since the recent upheavals there in since February?
No, I've been in Tripoli, but
yes.
Have relations in some other cities. Then we
yeah.
Had contact together through phones before it got caught with the NATO bombing.
Yes.
Yes, but all this time since the 7 months ahead, I haven't been in another city.
Ah. So, I guess, let's start with, did you have any contacts in the eastern part of the country that you could reach while the troubles were going on there at the beginning here?
Yes, of course. I had some of my, let's say, some of my compatriots there, citizens from Cameroon, with whom I was in contact.
Yes.
And it happened that after 1 week, the rebels took control of Benghazi. We could not be able to be in contact anymore. And since then, I'm asking if because the last call I got with them was there was a group of Africans, migrants, among which Cameroonians, who were arrested and brought to Benghazi airport for investigation to know if they are not mercenary or, and they were calling me to ask for help, if I can know anyone in Tripoli who can come into help of those people. Then the next stage was, I tried to contact again Benghazi, I couldn't. And up till now, I don't know what happened to those people. They were a group of 17 people arrested. And how they arrested them? They arrested them because they were going alongside the Benghazi harbor to find if they can be able to join the repatriation of foreigners of Western foreigners who were there by ship, and it is in that way that they were arrested by the rebels. Then also, I don't know what happened to them. I haven't got any feedback from them since that time.
Ah, so there were Westerners in Benghazi that early?
Yes, of course. Benghazi is a big city, and many Westerners were there. Even I guess that up to now, still, because we have some contact with Filipinos, who always said they still have their relatives in Benghazi, working in the hospital, working in some houses. Then many people were still there at the moment that I was in contact with friends in Tripoli.
Okay. Then what happened next?
Then next, we heard after after Benghazi insurrection, we heard that there were massacre in Benghazi, and that they were searching for blacks because they heard that blacks were killing Libyans, and that Libyans were all complaining everywhere in Libya that Gaddafi went to hire black mercenaries from Kenya, from Chad, from Mali to come and kill their brothers. You know, before this issue, Libyans love each other. Even they are not really acquainted, but they love each other, and Libyans do not kill Libyans. Libyans do not kill Libyans. But that's where this argument that they are mercenaries killing other Libyans to join the other Libyans who were not satisfied with the allegation to join them in their fight.
So, in Benghazi, were there black Libyans?
Yes, a lot of black Libyans, and among which most of them were attempted. Even right now, as I'm in Egypt, I've seen one of black Libyans who fled away from Benghazi because he was a gold seller, and they sacked him from his house and burned his house, looted his shop. Then now he's here in Egypt, trying to rebuild his life. Then we had some cases of black Libyans who were slaughtered in the middle of the city, hung on the bridges. Then a lot of information came out from witnesses who moved from Benghazi to Egypt and from Egypt to Tripoli, and they gave all those information. And I met with some when I was going to some hotel to visit my friends.
So, and essentially the problem was that the Libyan people were being told that the black people that they saw were mercenaries.
Of course, yes. And my driver, Wally, told me one day, I have to be very careful. I have to stay indoors. I said, why? They said, no, your life is not safe. I said, why? They said, no, all the Libyans are saying that black, Gaddafi hired blacks to come and kill, and then you can be a target. And during that first period, I stayed close in my home. I stayed almost 3 weeks. Can you imagine? 3 weeks from... it started in Benghazi around on 15 and 17 is packed. And then in all over Tripoli, it started around 17, 18, 19, and from 19, 20th February, I got close into my house and I went out. Around 10 March.
Wow.
And my friend was going out and bringing me some food for me and my family.
There were reports here in February that there was even uprisings in Tripoli. Did you see this?
Haven't seen it. And I'm in the core of Tripoli. You see? I'm in the core of Tripoli and in the high story building of Tripoli. It means when something happened in Tripoli, I can see it from my side.
And saw nothing?
I saw nothing. Nothing okay. As a rally to support the rebels, nothing. And what I can say, yes, there were some manifestations in Tripoli. But which one? With green flag. Green flag all over. Even since Mubarak stepped down in Egypt, in Cairo. In Tripoli, there was the opposite. People were going to the high square to show their partners with Gaddafi. And every night, people were returning because from my building I could see them, and they were wearing with green shirts with cap with the pictures of Gaddafi. But there it happened something in the night because but I can say that is gangsters because they were using the tactics of gangsters. In daytime there's no activity, nothing happened. In daytime activities are running, but in the night, around 10, 11, you could see some group of people coming out, bringing bags of dustbin in the middle of the road with the tire. They put fire, and they shout "Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar." That means, and they snap it with their mobile phone. And you could see it in the Al Jazeera TV, other TVs showing that no, there is a manifestation in Tripoli against Gaddafi. Why? And when even people come there, they see nothing. They just see things which were burned in the middle of the road.
So these were staged for Al Jazeera, basically.
Yes, of course. Al Jazeera, Al Arabiya, and then transferred to France 24 and others, even CNN.
Yes. How large were these crowds of gangsters, as you call them?
Can you repeat, please?
How many people would be in one of these gangs?
You know, actually in Tripoli and all over Libya, most of teenage young boys over 20, 25 years are jobless. Jobless not because there's no job, because they don't want to work. And those people usually take drugs, because drugs, the drugs like cocaine was sold in each one side. Everyone can see it. Even my first time to see cocaine, it was here in Tripoli. And those
really?
People were the ones used for the trouble, to make trouble in the night, in the middle.
And if they had a gathering of these people, and this is, you know, February, March, when it was reported here that there was uprising, how large a crowd would they have of these teenagers or these young men?
Yes, the police later on arrested most of them, and they said that there were some people coming from Benghazi, because up till the end of February, there was still a connection between Tripoli and Benghazi, and
yes,
they
yes.
were saying that there are some, and even the Libyan authorities show containers from the Tripoli harbor with
Okay, how large were these crowds, you know, at and say February, March of these young men?
Sorry, I can't hear you well.
I'm sorry, hello? How's
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Hello? You hear me?
Yes, I hear you now.
Okay. In February and March, when they had these groups of young men at night, how yeah. large would they be, and were there was there evidence of recruiting from Benghazi?
Benghazi, but also people from Tripoli themselves. They were recruiting them, giving them few pocket money, and to go out and make noise, shout, and say bad things about Gaddafi, and that was all. And when they were going out, they were doing it. They said they are shooting on the buildings. No, there was no shooting. They were using the firecracker. They used the firecracker they put in the bags of the dustbin, of the rubbish, the bags of the rubbish. They put the firecracker in, and when it goes with the fire, it sparks. Why is sparking? They say, look how Gaddafi's mercenaries, look how Gaddafi soldiers are shooting at people. Why it was firecracker?
So, in these crowds of young men, how many would be in a crowd? 10, 100, 1,000?
Yes, they were coming 5, 10, 20. They were not over that number. And you know what? When people, supporters, supporters of Gaddafi are coming from the rally in the Green Square, they stone them. They stoned them because they were putting some checkpoints or some barrier in the middle of the street. When the car is coming, it slow down, and then they start throwing stone on the car. They broke. I saw in front of me 4 or 5 beautiful cars broken in front of me.
And this is by these groups of young men.
Yes, stupid young men.
Yes. Okay, so then from Benghazi, were you in touch with people in other cities, and what was happening there moving forward in time?
I've been in contact with people in Sabah, and basically in Sabah nothing happened because they were all only afraid, and they were, and us in Benghazi, people were already complaining. We saw people at the border in Egypt complaining how they were treated by those rebels who entered earlier in Benghazi. Then they were all complaining, and people started running out from Libya via Tunisia, via the south of Libya in Sabah, returning home. Many people went without taking even a suitcase. I know friends who went like this. I myself, I don't know what happened. Maybe it's because of my family I could not move. But really, the way we were, the mainstream media was portraying the situation, could not allow anyone to stay in Tripoli. They say something, and when you go into the street, you find something different. You just find some bags of rubbish burned in the middle of the road. And they said, when you watch the TV, they tell you at this specific place there were thousands of people killed.
And there were none.
And there were nothing.
Wow. So the NATO bombing of Tripoli began on March 19th of this year.
Yes.
And the claim by NATO was that there was no civilian casualties or damage. What did you see?
Yes, before that, Dan, what I'm going to stress is that they were saying that there are some cities in the there are some districts in the capital, Tripoli, which was bombed by the Gaddafi regime. I'm there, even though I was indoor from 20th of February until beginning 10th March, but I had so, one of my friends who brought me out one within within 5th March or and 10th March, who brought me out. I told him, please, I want you to bring me in a place where they say the army bombed. I went into the area, I searched up and down, I could not see anything. And they said the Jamairia Street, which is in Tripoli, which is closer to my house, not far from 4 minutes from my building. They said that place was bombed. It means from the fifth floor where I am, I can see the Jamairia Street. They said the Libyan government bombarded that the place. Nothing happened there. I went there, even up to now, the Jamairia Street is still there. Nothing, no bombing. The only bombing now you can see is that NATO came later on and started bombing. And they did not bomb even the area that they were complaining that the Gaddafi regime bombed.
That's still safe, that area.
Those areas, Peshloum, is still safe. They did not bomb it. But they went so far, they bombed a building of a family. And they used 19 March to 22nd March to destroy the whole arsenal of the military arsenal of Gaddafi regime by air, by sea, they launch heavy missiles, and those missiles kill civilians.
Danny?
Yes, those missiles that they strike on buildings closer to the military barracks kill civilians. They even destroy a hospital in Sukjuma, in the military camp which is in Sukjuma.
Wow. The Russians apparently were conducting satellite surveillance of Libya during the time that NATO was claiming the government was bombing areas of Tripoli. And the Russians said our satellites show nothing. Yes. Was that reported anywhere in Libya?
Yes, I know. Yeah, it was reported. But in Libya, Russia was right when he said he found nothing. Because I myself, who was in Tripoli at this present time, I did find nothing. Then there was no bombing. The Libyan authority show us the place where they bombed. They bombed some specific area in Benghazi where there were depot ammunitions. They bombed there because it was under control of rebels. And the Libyan intelligence said they bombed that area to avoid the rebels to get control of those weapons to use against civilians.
Yes, understood. Also, it was reported in the Pakistan Observer on February 25th that U.S. and U.K. and French troops had landed by an Indian troop transport in Benghazi on February 23rd and 24th. Did you hear any confirmation of that, that there were foreign troops in Benghazi?
Yes, foreign troops, not wearing the military clothes. They were beside it. The foreign troops were already on the ground before even the event. I will tell you a short story.
Yes.
From my own investigation. What happened in Benghazi, in the city of Beida, was not... it was a manifestation, a pro-Gaddafi manifestation. And during the pro-Gaddafi manifestation, there are some sniper who came from nowhere, who start shooting at people. And people were running with green flag on them. Those people who were coming were shooting without controlling. And people were running, singing the... singing the motto of Gaddafi regime.
Yes.
And those snipers were shooting at everywhere, and even someone during a real TV Libyan TV show carried by Dr. Shaki, there is an eyewitness who called from Benghazi saying that he's ready and he is one of the witnesses. He saw people coming out from a big jeep, start shooting at people wearing military clothes, and who came out and start shooting at people without controlling. And they, and later on, they said those were Gaddafi forces. But it's unbelievable how Gaddafi forces can kill people who are supporting Gaddafi.
Right. Doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
Hold on, I have to stop and start recording again. 1 second. Okay. There also were reports that the invasion of Tripoli was conducted by Qatari troops who were out of uniform, but that their commanders were in uniform, and that this was, many of them came by sea, by a NATO transport in the harbor. Did you see that?
Recently?
Yes, was last week, 2 weeks ago, when the invasion of Tripoli started.
I saw them the moment I went out, because I the day I went out with my wife and my daughters, just in case, just to protect, because if I am alone, they can consider me as I'm black, they can consider me as a mercenary. Then I went out with my wife, with my two daughters, and people I saw in the street wearing clothes, they are not Libyans. And they
right.
don't—they don't even speak. I can listen how they speak French, English, perfect English, not my English, perfect English. I can see also people, because 11 years I know the appearance of Libyans from the north, from the south, from the east, from everywhere. But those people that I saw in the street in Tripoli, sorry to say it, most of them are foreigners.
Yes. Okay, and they were reporting 2 weeks ago that the invaders had control of 80-90% of Tripoli. Was that true?
Yes, but dubious. I can say yes. Yes, of course. They because they raised the flag everywhere in the city. But the question is, why the flag? People are scared, though. People are scared, not because of the rebels, but because of NATO.
The bombing.
Bombing. And
so
I observe it's the bombing. But in fact, in my building where I was, you can ask from the first floor to the eighth floor. Ask anyone. You can see in the building only one apartment in which they are supporting rebels, but the others, no one raised flag. You can see the flag. You can see only the flag in the middle of the street, and in some you can count it in the houses. It's not like at the moment Gaddafi was there. You can see the flag, the green flag everywhere. People
yes.
are just there. It's like people are having something in their mind, but as they are afraid, they are observing. Now Tripoli is under observation. And in the next weeks, month to come, then you hear about another Tripoli. That won't be the same Tripoli of today. Because silence of Tripoli at this present moment is dangerous.
Do you think the people will begin to speak and to fight back?
Yes, even the members of the NTC know that Tripoli is not welcoming them, and they don't have control of Tripoli, and the people who are raising the flag in Tripoli are double standard. They all know that they are only, even in Benghazi, where it is the stronghold of the NTC, their leaders are not there, because even in Benghazi they still have some counterparts.
I saw a map at the Mataba.net website a few days ago,
yes.
And it showed areas that are under foreign-rebel control and areas that are under government control, and it appears that still most of the country is under government control. Do you believe that true also?
So since Tripoli is not under control of the, is not totally under control of the NTC, how about other cities which traditionally are for Gaddafi?
Right. This is like Bani Walid, Zlitan, and Sirte.
Exactly. And without forgotten Fezzan, the whole south of Libya.
So you've seen the narrative basically that's being told on Al Jazeera, Al Arabiya, CNN. If you were to challenge the narrative with the facts that you know personally, what would you say?
Pardon, can you repeat?
Yes. You are familiar with the narrative, you know, the storyline that is being told by Al Jazeera, Al Arabiya, CNN.
Yes.
About what is supposedly happening in Libya.
Yes.
And you have personal information about what's happening in Libya. What would you say is false about what's being told in the media?
Then, what I can firstly say is that all those mainstream media have their own agenda, and their agenda is to destroy Gaddafi regime, and it is all over known now. Everybody knows about it, and the Qatari sultan or sheikh even expressed this view, saying that whether Gaddafi will remain or him, and he's even ready to bribe all his country for destroying Libya. Then that explains everything. And even when we talk about Al Jazeera, I don't think Al Jazeera is totally under control of Qatar. I think there are other forces behind Al Jazeera. And what you can only see what is going. They just push Arabs in front, showing that no, this is Arab revolution by throwing Qatar, Emirates in front, and relaying the information coming from Al Jazeera by CNN, because CNN is protecting itself, saying no, I took my information from Al Jazeera, and Al Jazeera is an Arab channel. That is what is going. That is what is going on in Libya. But in fact, the information based on Libya is totally different from what occurred. But maybe at this present moment, maybe from the September 1st, as I'm out, maybe there are other things which are occurring that I don't know, and that they are saying is true. But from my own point of view, they have been lying on people until now. Don, can you understand? Can you even agree that rebels and NATO will easily enter Tripoli like that? Do you think that any politician, even the one who is still studying, will understand that Tripoli Tripoli, if they enter Tripoli, is because of a strategy? You understand? For
yes.
me, the battle of Tripoli is not ended. It's just the beginning.
Yes. It seems that, well, in the United States, when the United States was kicked out of Vietnam, for a period of time, popular opinion made it difficult for the Americans to engage militarily elsewhere. And then in 1990, 1991, when they were about to invade Iraq for the first time, that we were told that the reason that we lost in Vietnam was because it was jungle, and that there will be no problem in Iraq because it's desert and there's no place for insurgent, you know, for the indigenous people to hide. But at that time, they did not go into the cities and engage. And in 2003, we were told the same thing. And now that's 8 years ago and more. And for some reason, the Iraqi people have been able to find places to hide as they engage the invaders in the cities. Yeah. So I'm assuming that a similar strategy is at play in Tripoli now, that the army would like to engage them where they know the territory rather than in the open desert where they can be bombed by NATO. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, of course. Of course. What I can add besides that the U.S. is leading a war. I know, we know always that if America and its allies wage a war against a country, it's because of their interest. But I'm afraid that the interest, what NATO and allies and America will gain in Libya will be lesser than what they expect. The only thing that they can benefit from it would be maybe the Libyan assets, which they have frozen abroad. But you can even hear it from the rebels themselves, those who are Libyans. Yes, we are fighting against Gaddafi. We want him to get down. But when he's down, you try to work out for the foreigners to get out from Libya. It means it's not ended. It means even they are now supporting the rebels. The rebels will turn against them, and they will send GIs here in Libya to die, like they're dying every day in Afghanistan, in Iraq. Then, what by killing Gaddafi or allowing Gaddafi to be arrested and seize control of the country, they won't get the fuel as they are having it in Iraq now. No, that will be blasted. They will rebel it, and how they will rebel it with about 1,500 tribes who are in Libya and who are not now in a good terms, all of them. I think this one would be the cemetery of American soldiers, because now the population, the whole population, are all armed. All of them have weapons. Heavy weapons are in hands of civilians. It means the troops, now even in Tripoli at this present moment, I can tell you, every night there are heavy gunfights. There's no day before I move on the first. There's no day that in the night people are dying. People are not dying. People are dying. And yeah, sure. The morning time when you wake up, you see everything is clean. The only thing that you can observe is that you can see some car burns because they didn't have chance to remove it because they were cleaning the dead bodies and so on.
Yes.
Yes.
Hang on. I have to stop recording and start again. 1 second. Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yes. Then what I'm saying is that, yes, I know America, France, and UK, they are preparing to step in Tripoli. They have already been. They are already stepped here, not from today. Since 7 months, they were already on the ground. But what is that? If since 7 months they haven't get control of even Benghazi, it's not the whole Libya that they will get control, because even the NTC is not welcome within the Libyan population.
That should be
the debt. I know. Maybe in America, I think you have 500 million population, but
300. They
should be ready to come to invade Libya, because it's 2 million. Eh? You have 2 million, 2,250 kilometers square. Yeah.
Yes. There has been a demand by the NATO forces that the cities of Sirte and others, Bani Walid particularly too, either surrender or there will be a you know, invasion and shelling and such. And then the deadline was originally set for yesterday, or for September 1st, rather, and then it was extended. Yeah. There's been speculation here that the reason is that the forces, NATO forces, rebel forces, are not sufficient to do it, and they're waiting for reinforcements from the West. Do you believe that?
I can't believe that, because they attempted. They tried yesterday. Yesterday was 3rd. September. It was September 3rd. They tried to get into Fezzan. It means Sabah. They tried to get into Sirte, and they tried to get into the third area that you explained right now. But they couldn't. They couldn't. They were heavily beaten by the Libyan soldiers, and they returned. They retreated back. And most of their cars were seized by the Libyan army. Just yesterday, I'm talking about yesterday, they attempted yesterday to get into Sirte. They couldn't.
Yeah. Yes. Also, during the period of the invasion of Tripoli in the last 2 weeks,
yes.
In the early part,
it was
I had received...
At,
yes.
10, at 8 p.m.
Yes, well, I'm talking at like around August 22nd, roughly, August 21st. I had received a report that there were many dead Qataris on the streets of Tripoli. Did you get confirmation?
Yes, I've got confirmation.
Yes.
I've got confirmation. And most of them even died by control of Baba Azizia, which is the stronghold of Gaddafi palace.
Also, we had a report that on July 1st, there were 1 million people that assembled in Tripoli to show support for Gaddafi and the government. Did you see this?
Yes, I was there myself. I was.
And was it as portrayed? Was it a large gathering like that?
Then it was more than 1 million with the large flag that exists in the world, four kilometers and a half, flag, green flag.
Wow.
I was there with many journalists, many international journalists, even CNN was there, BBC, sorry, even BBC was there, but they could not broadcast, the images.
Yeah, because it didn't make the Western media here at all. So, okay. So we should wrap.
Even, even after Tripoli, they went to to Sabah, and Sabah there were almost 1 million people who gathered, and
again,
also they continue in Zlatan, they met more than 1 million there, and they went again to Sirte, 2 millions in Sirte. They went.
Wow.
They went to Zawiya itself. They went there, more than 500,000 people. You can't believe. Oh, where are those supporters?
Well,
all supporters are where?
Because
do you believe that
population.
Do you believe that all those supporters have turned at once like this to join the National Transitional Council?
No. I mean, you're talking about almost the entire population of Libya.
Of course.
Wow. Is there video of these other cities available somewhere?
You can find it even on the YouTube. Just click on it. You'll find it. It's not a trick. It's real. It's real. Those are real images. That was filmed by many people. I saw many foreigners, independent politicians who were coming here for their own concern. I saw them during that 1 million march in Tripoli. I saw them. They filmed with their mobiles, with their camera. I myself, I filmed it.
This is 2 months ago.
Yes, 2 months ago, I filmed it. I can send you a copy of that film.
Yes, please do. Yes. Is there anything else? Because we should wrap this up. Is there anything else you want to tell the audience about your personal knowledge of what's happening there?
What I know is that. I'm sorry to say that. I think that was on 28 or 27, the day, maybe you can remember it, the day they said they have got control of Baba Azizia.
Yes.
Yes. They show everywhere in the world that now they have got Tripoli, totally. And they now they even organized the Paris conference to start sharing the Libyan asset abroad. What I would just say is that in Tripoli, nothing is done. And NATO and allies hasn't won anything. And I think before preparing for peace, you have to win the war. And they haven't won the war. And now they are preparing to the next stage of Libya. Why Gaddafi is still controlling most of 55% of the territory, and even the territory which is under their control, they are not controlling it at all. I said to the American people, as an African, if they are really in support of democracy, they should stop what NATO and allies are doing here, because they are not here to support the value of democracy as it is presented to the world. What they are doing, they are fighting for the oil companies, they are fighting for the financial institution. They are not fighting for the sake of Africans or Libyans. And you say, you know, they came here for humanitarian actions. From today, we are about, let's say, 7,000 or 2,000 sorties with 20,000 bombs over the whole Western Libya. Can you imagine 20,000 bombs? Even during the Second World War, this could not happen. And Libya carried all those things and still carried the bombs. I can only say NATO now has turned to be the highest terrorist organization in the world. It's not more what was intended by Franklin Delano Roosevelt when he was launching the NATO to protect and to organize peace and security in the world. No, NATO has turned to be Al-Qaeda, because NATO deal with Al-Qaeda. NATO deal with all those Islamophobes. It means NATO has turned to be a terrorist organization. And Africa, Europe, America will be tomorrow facing all the consequences of what NATO and allies are doing and the Obama regime. And Obama has failed to comfort the African hope and dream. That's what I can say, Don.
Okay, and one last thing, just as an aside, here in the United States, those that criticize the NATO action say that it's driven by oil, but there's the geopolitical consideration that the U.S. and the EU are in a process of trying to take direct control of Africa's resources, and that Libya was the largest impediment to that effort, and Gaddafi personally being perhaps the one human being who was the largest obstacle, given he evicted the United States from its only military base almost immediately after deposing Idris, so that AFRICOM has to be based in Stuttgart, that Libya heavily invested in African infrastructure, such as the telecom systems, and this keeping hundreds of millions of dollars a month of revenue in Africa that used to be paid to global telecom companies, and pushing for the funding and establishment of an independent African economic entity and a bank with their own currency. And if Libya is successfully destroyed or negated, that this paves the way for the colonization of Africa. Do you agree with that?
I believe, and that is one of the reasons. Listen, though, if Gaddafi was not involved in Africa development, I don't think that this will happen to him. I remember at the period of Chirac said one time to Gaddafi, please, forget about those black Africans. We have tried about 200 years before to bring them out from the darkness, and they are still remaining. Don't force yourself to bring those people out from the darkness. Then that was to express all what he was intending. He was intending to say that, no, Africa is our attic. It's where we suck our energy. It is where we suck everything for our industry. Please, do not touch it. And what really Gaddafi is facing is not because he's a dictator, as they say. It's because this year, 2011, it was planned by the AU to start the African Monetary Fund between 32 and 42 million, billion dollars. To start it, it means that we have gone far beyond the IFM, the International Monetary Fund. Then, from there, they were preparing to find African currency. It means the franc CFA would disappear, and now France will not have anything again to control the African economy. And that's why you see Sarkozy in the first place in the battle, because he's fighting for the survival of France as imperialist country. And the same thing with Britain, as he's losing India, he's losing Pakistan, he's really losing everywhere. Now the only thing remaining now is Africa. Then their whole fight all are in Africa. And that's why they're here. Then Gaddafi is a dictator because he was trying to bring Africa under poverty to go through development and become a real continent of good world, of richness. And that's why they try to bend him down as a man that you can change, and they decided to come and destroy his country and destroy him. They destroy him because he wanted a good future for Africa, and that's the problem.
I have to stop and start again. Hold
on. My battery
is okay. Well, I just want to develop that a little further. And
the gas will go off.
One of the problems that was cited with Gbagbo in Cote d'Ivoire was the same, that Cote d'Ivoire was looking to get out from the French currency also. Are you familiar with that?
Yes, of course. And besides, even in Cote d'Ivoire, there was oil research offshore.
Yes.
And I think that is another, because you know Saudi Arabia, his own oil capacity is getting to the end, and now imperialist countries are in the search of new markets, and they won't forget even the small Iceland in Africa, where they can only find where they will suck oil or any other resources.
Yeah, Cote d'Ivoire, the estimate of the offshore oil is perhaps greater than Nigeria.
Yes. Then you can understand why American companies were involved, and you can understand why United Nations, led by America, was behind all this action. You can understand why the United Nations, led by America, is behind what is going on in Libya. They don't care about African population. They care about their wealth. They care about their citizens, not about us, we the Africans. And that will be the next struggle of Africa. We won't accept to return in slavery.
Okay, thank you.